In the Gun. Who have Kane and Kingy got in their sights this week?
Oh, I was going to put them in the gun. And who have you got in the gun? Let us know. 0433 98 11 16. It's for Grays.com, Australia's leading online auction marketplace. You've sucked in Eddie to send you a photo of the car as well.
Beautiful. Didn't know that had come through. Hang on. Forget in the gun. I'll tell you who's in the gun. Kay Corns.
That's just come through.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my God.
A nice vehicle.
It's something that reliable. Someone over 80 should be driving. And not over 80. Over about 8 k's an hour. Have a look at it.
A nice, safe, reliable
I'll forward that to our boys here.
Won't be going anywhere.
Yep.
That won't be going anywhere. Who's in the gun?
I've got to ask him a price now. I'll tell you what, the Port Adelaide back six have been a fascination for all of us over the last 18 months, and there's been a lot of change down there. And I just think every time someone needs to be dropped from Port Adelaide's back six, it's Burton, because he's the easy one. I'm putting in the gun Kane Farrell.
Kane Farrell.
What is Kane Farrell? What is he? Is he a score creator? Because he's only averaging 3 score involvements a week. Is he an intercept player? No, he's not. He's not. That's not part of his game at all. He's getting 3 contested possessions a week. 3. And picking up 17 touches a game at half back, which we know is the most creative position on the field. I mean, we just spoke with Dyson Heppel about the changing of the game. If you take his kick-ins, and you're big on kick-ins, he's had about 110 touches for the year. Mm. 24 of those have been kicking the ball in. So if you're going to throw darts everywhere, start with Kane Farrell. So I'm hot on this. So my eyes are fairly and squarely on the Adelaide back six, because I think that if they are to go anywhere, then they need to sort out roles and responsibilities in a hurry. Farrell needs to be one or the other, an interceptor Kane, or a damaging left leg.
Farrell is in Kingy's gun. Okay, Justin Longmuir is in the gun.
Oh, welcome aboard.
They've lost their last 3 and they've kicked in their last 4 games 69, 63, 63, 68. If you want to kick 60 points against this powerful Western Bulldogs front six, good luck. So come up with something that is going to generate more than 40 entries and a score of 60 at home against a good opposition. So if lose this against a team that you're pretty much vying for that last couple of spots in the 8, you would think. It's almost like an 8-point game for them. Oh, I don't want him to sit there after the game and go, we've got to score more, we've got to generate more entries, because I hear that every week. Actually do something about doing that. And whether that means you've got to take a few more risks in order to perhaps turn the footy over, I don't care. But I want to see something better than 60. You're going to have to try and kick 90 points this week.
I like it. Bulldogs. Well, good on you.
Goodness me.
He's got some talent to work with. This is what frustrates me about Fremantle. I think they've got a very good squad.
And the back six is elite.
Yeah. So just trust them a bit more. Play a bit more freewheeling. GWS, right? They're prepared to be scored against because they want to go flat out with ball in hand. I'd like to see more teams try that and just explore their scope.
All right, 1-300-736-736. Who's in the gun? There's a lot of people.
Wendy's just texted through. She's asking for a photo of this car.
No.
What just texted that to Wendy?
No, don't. I need to sell this.
What are my legalities here? Am I allowed to text?
Number plates. I need on.
There's no number plates. No, Ed knows what he's doing. I think it's parked on top of a sheet of plaster, or there's something's fallen off the bottom of the car.
I was worried that there was a leak.
I wondered why there was a sheet of plaster under the car. He's worried there was a...
Oh, it's in my driveway. I'm not going to get rid of it. This is going to go viral. What have you done? You've sucked in...
This is hilarious.
No, it's not. It's not hilarious.
So,
at all.
Those just joining in, Cornsey's bought a car for his young fella, his first car. He's so excited. And he went out on a limb and spent about just under $2,000 on this car. It doesn't go more than 30 k's an hour. It now has a transmission issue. He's bought him a lemon. and he's going to leave it with him. He spent the man's on 1.5 a year.
No, that's not true.
It's just fallen out. You can actually see the cash coming out the front door in this photo here. And you bought him this. You bought him a car that seriously, my I don't think my grandmother would have a car like this. What year is it?
It's an 03.
It is not an 03.
It is an 03. Yeah, it's an 03. Right. It is.
Okay.
It's hasn't done many miles, and it's been in the family, and it's sat in the driveway for a couple of years. I thought it was a good idea. And...
been in the family. It's been in the Rockefeller family about 1820.
Right call to rest Harley Reid.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And one is just to temper the media storm over there. He's doing a great job, Harley, in handling it all. But I think at some stage you need to just get some relief from it. He's playing beautiful footy. By all reports, he was saying no, I want to play. I'm not sore. I want to keep going. But they want him to be a great player for the full season and for a decade to come. So missing a game or two here won't hurt.
Did you see the back page of the West Australian this morning?
Yeah, I did.
This page left blank intentionally. Eagles officially resting Harley. It's just the West Australian Sport, and it's blank, just with that black bold messaging on it. So they
have an answer. Yeah, they've been great. They've been good fun with this, haven't they?
Yeah,
do you have an answer for Shane? What was going on the start of the last quarter yesterday with the swapping of players on and off the ground? Cox come on, Parrish come off, and then they had to reverse that. I've never seen that before. I thought you could start with whoever you wanted on the field. And it necessarily didn't have to be adjusted through the interchange stewards.
Don't have an answer for that. Obviously, you need to make sure in play that that's happening in the right way. But I wouldn't have thought they would have had time to submit. I don't want to guess here.
Well, I'd be guessing if I gave you an answer. I've never seen that before.
Something to do with the interchange and getting the right players out there. And it's pretty important as a player to look at the board and work out where you are positioned on the board before you run on and off the ground. So maybe just an error there. Big last half an hour coming up. We've still got the Friday agenda to work through. That was in the gun. Grays.com, Australia's leading online auction marketplace. It's easy to buy and sell with Grays. If you want to put someone in the gun, you can do that now.
To Wendy. Here's Cornsy's cup.
Oh, I'm happy to be made fun of this morning. We'll be back after the news headlines.